This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning.
Morning.
Ooh, I'm gasping for a cuppa. You all right for one, Rex?
I'm fine, thanks. The kettle's just boiled, so...
Oh, then I needs to get changed for church.
You been gardening already, Bert?
Ooh, this time of year you've got to keep on top of the leaves. Lawn looks estate otherwise. And I've given me privet one last tidy.
Oh, that's what the noise was.
Ooh. Trimmer wake you up, did it?
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was just a bit of a late night, that's all.
Oh, had a few drinks, did you?
Oh, more than a few, if I'm honest. Just hope Toby's done his shift.
Oh, yeah. I saw him heading off nice and early.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
I was thinking about pantomimes while I was working, Rex.
Right. Why pantomimes?
Well, Linda Snell's been mithering on about what show to put on this Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Oh.
Morning, campers.
Hello again.
So you managed to get up then?
Apparently.
You weren't otherwise engaged?
No, Pip's on a hen weekend, as I think you know.
Cup of tea, Toby.
Thanks, Bert, you're a star. And there was no need to leave me a note. I was well aware it was my turn this morning.
Gosling's fed and turned out?
Yes.
Hens?
Yes, and I checked the drinkers and put fresh straw down in the goose shed.
What about the eggs?
I thought I'd have some breakfast first. Can you pass the cereal?
What, this cereal?
Yes, please.
Well, I thought you didn't want this cereal. I thought I was the one who liked this cereal.
Well, I want some today.
Well, what about tomorrow?
I don't know how I'll feel tomorrow.
No. That's the trouble, isn't it?
Are you going to pass me the cereal?
Well, why don't you just help yourself, like usual?
For God's sake.
Rex, are you sure you don't want another cup of tea?
Oh, Ed.
Oh, it's you.
Aren't we lucky to have a well-stocked shop in the village?
Sorry, I can't stop, Rob.
Mother's gone back to Hampshire.
Yeah, I've got to get on.
So I'm fending for myself. Bit tricky not driving, of course. Thank goodness for supermarket deliveries, eh?
Yeah, like I
One
say...
does still occasionally run out of things, of course. So, that's why, yeah. is your mother-in-law serving today?
Susan? No, it's Jim and Sabrina.
Oh, good. Well, nice talking to you. See you around.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, hiya, Pat.
Hello, Ed. Oh.
Morning, Pat. After you.
You're doing some shopping, are you?
That is normal, at the village shop.
Well, you feel free. I'll come back later.
No, there's no need for that. Look, I don't see what... Pat! How ridiculous.
Can I have the milk, please, Rex?
What?
Milk.
You've had the milk.
It's soaked in. I'd like some more. Thank you.
We're running a bit low. I'd better get some more.
Oh, that'll be great, Bert. Thanks.
Yeah. Linda was saying there's talk of reviving the Ambridge Book Club.
Oh. You're a member, are you?
Well, no. Not really.
Oh.
Right, I'm done.
Just pop it in the bowl, Rex. I'll wash it up with this.
Oh, that's good of you, thanks. And, Toby.
What?
You won't forget the eggs, will you?
You're beginning to get on my nerves.
Likewise.
Is everything all right between you two?
You know, just brother stuff. I'm sorry you're getting caught in the middle there, Bert.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Let me make it up to you. How about I buy you a pint when I've finished?
Well, finish the eggs.
Mm-mm. Finish breakfast.
Phew, it's a bit early, isn't it? And I've got morning service to attend.
Well, that sounds like thirsty work. When does it finish?
Well, it's at Edgeley this week, so I'll probably be back, 12-ish.
Oh, perfect. I'll see you in the Bull.
Actually, Jolene, I was ahead of them. But, when you're ready, thank you.
For heaven's sake.
Ed, what a coincidence.
Yeah, isn't it?
Twice in one day. Anyone would think you were following me.
Well, I ain't, Rob. You can be sure of that.
Yeah, well, I've had a busy morning sorting things out at the cottage, so I thought I deserve a Sunday roast.
You? No, I'm just having a quick drink.
Oh, well, what are you having?
What?
Well, let me get you one.
No, you're all right.
Shires? Lager?
No, really. I'd rather get my own.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah, I am.
That's assuming either of us will ever get served. Kenton! Thirsty man over here! What is wrong with these people?
Sour grapes, you see.
Sorry, what, Bert?
Sour grapes.
Who's got sour grapes?
Well, it was just in this morning's lesson from Jeremiah. But all shall die for their own sins. The teeth of everyone who eats sour grapes shall be set on edge.
I'm sorry, this is relevant because...
Well, it's just where the saying comes from. There's no end of phrases we get from the authorised version.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Sorry, have you seen...
Oh, Alice, hi.
I saw Ed Grundy's pickup outside. I just wondered if... Oh, no, there he is. Sorry to bother you. Oh, sorry, silly me.
No problem.
Ed, have you got a moment?
What are you doing here?
Hello, Rex. Come for air of the dog?
Yeah, something like that. Didn't think Toby would be here, though. It's a free country. What, can't we drink in the same pub now? Grow up, bro. Don't tell me to grow up.
I was coming over to Adam's to see how he is. Now he's been back in with Ian. And I saw your pickup, and I thought that's a sign.
A sign?
That I should clear the air.
What about?
Well, I was a bit out of order the last time we saw each other.
At your party?
Well, I should have given you a ring or something, but
you're in the pub.
I've been embarrassed. But when I saw the truck, I thought, Alice,
you know, I'll do it. I don't believe
you. What on earth is going on?
If I had a pound for every time you told me you'd do something and then you didn't, I could have retired by now.
Oh, get over yourself.
You are unreliable, untrustworthy. How do you think you'll ever make a farmer? Or do any job where you have to take a bit of care or deal honourably with people? Why did I ever think of going into business with you? What a mistake that turned out to be.
Well, you got that right. In fact, that's the first sensible thing you've said all day. If I'd known you were going to be such a pathetic girl about things...
Gents, come on, please. There's no need for this. If you have a disagreement, why don't you take it outside?
Shut up, Rob! Keep your nose out, all right?
Okay. He's only trying to help.
He's got a point, though. This ain't the place.
No, you're probably right, Bert. I'm sorry. I'll go and drink somewhere else.
Yeah, and don't hurry back.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, no worries. See ya.
Well.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Oh, you were coming over to see Adam and you saw my truck.
Yes, right. So I thought... I can't avoid him any longer. It's silly.
I didn't realise you'd been avoiding me. It's not like we see much of each other usually.
No, but...
Well, I see a lot more Chris than I do you.
Yes, but, I didn't want you to think I invited you to the party just to, you know...
Get some cred with your techie mates.
Well, yes, I suppose. I shouldn't have tried to show you off like that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I was probably a bit tired that night. Maybe I shouldn't have gone off on one.
So, are we cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay, thanks. To be honest, I'm finding work a bit of a struggle at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Selling to farmers, they're not the easiest people to deal with.
Well, I I guess the kit you're selling is pretty expensive.
Oh, phenomenal, but it's really cutting edge.
All right. Don't have to sell it to me.
No. Right, sorry.
But even at my level, you know, basic contracting, it can be tough. There's a lot of people competing for the farming dollar.
Yeah.
You got to build up relationships so they know that they can rely on you. If you can prove you can make their life easier...
Yeah, well, our technology can.
Yeah, but people don't have a relationship with technology, do they? They have it with other people.
You know, that's very astute, Ed.
That's the first time I've ever been called that.
I really need to get over to Honeysuckle Cottage, but it'd be great to chat a bit more about this.
Move again, please, Jolene.
Maybe one evening this week?
Sorry about that whole scene.
If you really think it'll be helpful.
Oh, totally. You're dealing with farmers day in, day out. I'm sure I could learn a lot from you.
Well, okay then. Tuesday?
No, I'll be coming back from Berkshire on Tuesday. Wednesday?
Yeah, no, I'm playing five-a-side. How about Thursday?
Perfect. Say 6 o'clock in here?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, cool. Right, well, I better get on.
How's Adam?
Oh, you know, taking things slowly. It's just... glad to be back home with a chance of sorting things out.
I'll give him my best.
Yeah, I will. And I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, bye.
Well, well. Does your missus know you're meeting up with a hot young poshie?
What do you mean?
Assignations with the lovely Alice?
No, it's just work. Emma will be fine about it.
If you say so, dude.
Hello again.
Oh.
I trust you're not going to run away again, Pat.
I didn't run away.
I had hoped we could behave like adults.
I'm sure we can.
I hope Tony has the baby ready.
Yes, nearly.
Nearly?
He'll be along very shortly. Jack needed his nappy changing.
I see.
As soon as Helen's done that, Tony will bring him to the tea room.
I am entitled to 3 hours with my son.
I'm aware of that, Rob.
And as far as I'm concerned, the clock doesn't start until Tony puts him into my arms.
That's fine. We're not in the business of disobeying court orders.
Good. Well, I'll see him in there then. Oh.
Yes?
I've bundled up Helen and Henry's things, and they're cluttering up the cottage. If you don't want me to put them out for the dustman, someone had better collect them. Pronto.
I thought me and Will were the Bulls' cage-fighting team. You know, the grappling Grundies. We ain't got nothing on the fighting Fairbrothers, though.
And this was right in the middle of the bar.
Yeah. Folk tucking into their roast beef and Yorkshires. Bert right next to him, looking like he wanted the ground to swallow him up. And Rex and Toby tearing into each other.
They didn't actually fight, though.
Nah, it didn't get physical, but it looked like it might have done.
Yeah. Well, they're both big blokes, too. Mm. Reckon that'd be handy in a scrap. Do you want any more bacon, Dad?
No, you have it.
Oh, lovely.
No, Rob Titchener stepped in.
Rob Titchener?
Yeah, and he was like, what's all this shouting, you two? And they both turned on him and looked like they were going to lamp him.
Oh, blimey. Wish I'd seen that.
But it did sort of work. It took the wind right out of Rex's sails.
So what happened?
He just left.
What were they rowing about?
Beats me. Just how useless Toby is, I think.
Why did Titchener get involved then?
I still think she's the big I am, doesn't he?
Hanging around the village like a bad smell. Now, I saw him at the shop earlier too, making out like he was my best mate.
I don't know how he's got the nerve to show himself.
Yeah, he was wanting a Sunday dinner, but Jolene and Kenton weren't in no hurry to serve him.
Yeah, good for them. Ain't you going to eat that sausage, Dad?
No, I ain't hungry.
Ooh, pass it over, then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, Edward, are you still OK to do that thing later?
Do what?
That thing that we discussed.
Oh.
The removals job?
Oh, yeah. I've got to finish some cultivating in Penny Hassett this morning. It'll probably take a couple of hours.
So what, 12?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, see you there at noon then.
Right.
Dad, we might have a nice surprise for you this afternoon.
What's that, Eddie?
We might have a surprise for you this afternoon.
Oh, right. Yeah, I look forward to that.
I really think we need to move quickly.
Have you had enough then, Jack? No? A little bit more?
Helen.
Sorry, what?
I wouldn't put it past Rob to leave it all out for the bin men.
Well...
So all your things could be gone by this time tomorrow.
Let them take it, Mum. They can take it all.
You can't mean that.
I really don't want anything that reminds me of that place.
Yeah, but it isn't just things from your time there, love. You took a lot of stuff from your old life into that house. Things from before you met Rob, when it was just you and Henry. And it, even from before you were a mum. I mean, surely you don't want to lose all that.
I don't know. I can't really remember what's there, to be honest.
Well, that's my point.
Hiya!
Hi.
At least if we get it all back, you can look through it and keep the things that still mean something to you.
Oh, is everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
You sure?
Rob's threatening to leave all Helen and Henry's things out with the bins.
What?
I told Mum I don't want any of it.
Yes, and I really think that's a mistake. I understand why you feel like that, really I do, but I think you'll regret it in time.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why you might want to let a lot of it go, make a fresh start.
Exactly.
But Mum's right. Even if you don't want to keep most of it, there might be a few things that still mean something to you.
Exactly.
And, well, surely you wouldn't want all your clothes and possessions going to landfill.
Yes, absolutely. There's bound to be lots of stuff that the charity shops could use.
It'd be such a terrible waste.
Okay. And hasn't Henry been missing some of his toys?
And you wouldn't want to lose the books you used to read to him when it was just the two of you.
Okay, all right. Does that mean,
yes,
I can collect them?
If you want to.
I'll go round this morning. I just hope he hasn't chucked them out already.
I've got some news.
What sort of news?
Well, it's good news.
Oh, come on.
Right, well, I got a letter this morning.
Yes?
Well, see for yourself. It's from the Nuffield people.
The selection panel has decided that you should be awarded a 2017 farming scholarship. Oh, Tom, well done.
That is fantastic news, Tom. Come here.
Sorry, Jack, I don't want to squash you.
You can look forward to an experience that will be challenging, enjoyable... and provide you with new opportunities for the rest of your life. Oh, that is so exciting.
It is. You're sure you're okay about it?
Of course. Why shouldn't I be?
Well, you know...
Tom, it's not just good news for you. It's good for all of us.
Right. Ready your end?
Oh, no, wait a sec. Yep.
Okay. And... lift. Mind the handle, Edward.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
In.
Right.
Oh. That's it. Thanks, son.
No problem.
Oh, couldn't have done that on my own.
Oh, they built them to last in them days, didn't they?
got a lot of use, this mangle did. Do you know how many times your granddad's long johns must have gone through it?
Yeah, I don't really want to think about that, to be honest, Dad.
No, fair enough.
So do you reckon we'll be all right for the rent this month?
Yeah. With a bit to spare.
Awesome.
Oh, it's a hell of a lot to find month in, month out, though. Especially through the winter.
Yeah. Cultivation and drilling's starting to tail off now. Hopefully I'll get some spraying work, though.
Just as well you did that course.
Yeah, good old Adam.
That was a bumper car boot yesterday.
Oh, a good one, was it?
Couldn't have no wrong, Edward. Could have sold seawater to save it. So, we'll be able to pay George back that money we borrowed last time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll stick an extra fiver on top as a thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
Right. Let's get this antique back to Grange Farm. And I ain't talking about me van.
So I was thinking maybe I should try and visit Germany too.
Oh. Well, I could research some possible locations too, if you like.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have time?
Tom, you've got masses to do on the farm, and I'm really only dabbling at the moment.
But with Jack and...
Oh, but he does sleep from time to time, as you can see.
Well, that'd be great. Thanks, Helen.
I'll find a couple of likely places, and you can email them.
Cool.
Explain about the scholarship and ask if you can visit. When, do you think?
Well, I've been saying early next year. I haven't really tied it down yet.
Okay, fantastic.
Isn't it? And hopefully I'll hear soon about the sponsorship That'll probably make the difference as to whether I can do everything I'd like to.
And you're hoping Justin Elliott will do that?
Well, through one of his companies. Brian's been bigging me up.
Good.
A sponsor can't nominate a specific student, though.
Oh.
But they can say they want to support someone from a particular geographical area or studying a particular subject.
Like on-farm food processing and marketing?
Exactly.
Well, fingers crossed.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, Mum, let me give you a hand.
Thanks. There's lots more in the Land Rover.
Is something wrong?
Oh, that hateful man. He hadn't taken any care at all. Just stuffed everything into bin bags all higgledy-piggledy.
Typical.
Yeah, I've already noticed several things broken. There's a really pretty glass, you know, sort of tree to hang jewellery on. Don't think we'll be able to mend that.
Doesn't matter. He gave me that. I'd have thrown it away anyway.
So, shall we take these up to your room?
I'm not sure there'll be space up there.
Right.
What with the cot and everything? Can you just put it all in the hall for the time being?
Well, I thought you was a bit hacked off with Alice.
Well...
You wasn't very happy when you come home that night.
No, I know. There we go.
No, a bit to your left. About 6 inches more.
Oh.
That's it.
She was a bit out of order. Parading me round her mates like I was some kind of exotic animal, but...
Thrill to the real life, father.
Yeah, gasp at the dirt under his nails. Nah, but she was really sorry about it yesterday. When she explained the pressure she's under, it sort of made sense.
So you were going to give her the benefit of your experience, then?
Well, for what it's worth.
I think Emma was a bit surprised, too.
I told Em there's no hard feelings. Alice just wants a bit of advice about talking to farmers. So if I can help a bit, then fair dues. Anyway, what do you reckon?
Well, I think that's exactly where they put it once me mum got her twintle.
Yeah, I can remember using it as a goalpost.
Stood there for years, rusting away.
I reckon we can tart it up, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, the way Fallon does with her upcycling. Bit of de-rusting, fancy paint job. Nah, we'd get it looking good as new.
Dad would like that. Come on, let's go and give him the good news.
You ain't right, are you, old boy? Eh? Not right at all, huh? No. Steady, old boy. Steady. There you are.
Yeah. Here you are. Might have known we'd find you with Bartleby.
Oh, huh?
Now, Dad, remember we said we might have a surprise for you? Well, just guess what me and Ed would have been up to.
It's a nice surprise. You're going to like it, we promise.
What's that, then?
You know you've been banging on about Mum's mangle. Well, we've brought it over from the field.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, we put it exactly where it used to be.
And we're going to paint it up, good as new.
Oh, well, that's thoughtful of you, yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
What?
Oh, I thought you'd be a bit more chuffed.
Oh, no. I'm pleased. Yeah. I am.
Well, yeah. Don't think I'll be putting myself out to do you favours any time soon. You could at least
Hold on, Dad. Is something up, Grandad?
You could say that.
Are you okay?
Oh, it ain't me. No, I'm all right, considering.
What is it, then?
Oh, Bartleby here. I've been worried about him for a few weeks now. He didn't seem so willing as usual, a bit stiff-like. I've been trying some of my old remedies and tonics, but they ain't done no good. Now, look.
What?
His arc.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nasty swelling.
No, it's all right, boy. It's all right.
How old is Bartleby?
Oh, we don't know for sure, but he's knocking on a bit.
There ain't nothing else for it. We're going to have to call in the veterinary.
Steady on, Dad. Can't we look after him ourselves?
I've done all I can.
Yeah, but what's it going to cost?
I don't care. I can't stand by and see this poor old boy suffer no more.
I haven't forgotten. Look, just get off my case, can't you?
Something up, Toby?
Yeah, just my old woman of a brother. Thinks I've forgotten a meeting with a potential customer for the geese.
Are you two still rowing?
The way our shifts work, we can generally keep out of each other's way at a Hollow Tree, but stuff like this we've got to do together.
Oh, dear.
And the atmosphere at the bungalow is poisonous.
Oh. Come here.
Mm. Stay at yours tonight, Pip.
Of course you can. I don't understand why Rex is being so nasty, though. It's not like him.
Oh, you know, still all the fallout from when he went down to look after Dad.
Why don't I speak to him? I could put in a good word for you and maybe help straighten things out.
No.
It's worth a try, isn't it? You can't keep out of each other's way forever.
No, it's best left. It'll blow over. And anyway, don't you like having me to come home to?
You said 3 o'clock.
I said around 3, Joe. In fact, I was just about to get in my car when you phoned.
So you're on your way then?
I will be, as soon as we stop talking.
Right, well get a move on, won't you?
I'll be with you in a few minutes. Joe?
Oh, are you leaving now, Alistair?
I've got to take a look at Joe's pony on the way.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you then. Best of luck with Lovell James.
Thank you.
And you're not to agree anything you're not comfortable with.
No, don't worry. I'm going there with an open mind.
Afternoon.
Oh, goodness, Mum.
Hi, Jill. You need a hand with those.
No, we can manage. You get on.
I made a coffee and walnut cake and some scones.
Sounds delicious. Save some for me.
I will. Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
There's a game pie, too.
Oh, you're spoiling us.
I've been having a baking session. And I know how busy you are at the moment.
Oh, thanks, Mum. You really are a treasure.
It must have been a bit of a shock for you when he went down.
Ah, just as well he wasn't pulling a trap at the time.
Indeed. Do you get out and about with him much nowadays?
Well, yeah, well, that's a minute gone now.
OK, Bartleby, we can put your leg down. Get him to trot, can you please, Joe?
Hey, trot on, boy. Trot on.
Yeah, I was pretty sure, but that confirms it.
He ain't right, is he?
It's arthritis, Joe. Classic.
Thought it might be.
It's not unusual for a pony of his age. You were saying about his routine? How often is he exercised?
Well, you've got to realise I don't get out and about myself as much as I used to, especially if the weather is bad.
Yes, I understand.
Maybe itch him up 2 or 3 times a week.
That isn't really enough for him. The lack of exercise has probably contributed to his condition. He's carrying a bit too much weight.
Well, I am 95.
I know, Joe. I'm not judging you. I hope I'm as sprightly if ever I get to your grand old age. But, well, maybe someone else could start taking Bartleby out as well.
Like who?
Well, anyone who's competent. Ed? Eddie? Clary?
Oh, they're all busy people, aren't they? When would they have the time?
Yes, I appreciate that.
Well, I've talked to them, but I know what they're saying.
OK.
Meantime, what sort of treatment can we give him, eh?
Well, it's a case of good news and bad news.
Well, let's have the bad news first.
Well, you probably know it isn't something that can be cured.
Thought you'd say that.
But the good news is that it can be managed. You could start giving him joint supplements. I could recommend a few.
What about cod liver oil?
Well, yeah, that might work, but I will need to prescribe an anti-inflammatory, at least in the short term.
Well, that's going to get expensive, isn't it?
There will inevitably be an ongoing cost, yes, but we need to think about Bartleby's well-being.
All right. Well, we'll get some cod liver oil down him and I'll have a think about what to do for the best.
OK. Just let me know what you decide.
You'll be Christian when you're drawing up your invoice for the consultation, won't you?
I'll see what I can do. But remember, if you were dealing with a conventional practice, there'd be no wiggle room.
Oh, I know I can count on you, Alistair Lloyd.
Yes.
Mind out the way, Toby.
Oh. Is that it?
What?
Is that all the pasta you're cooking, Pip?
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough for the two of us?
It's what it said on the packet, 80 grams per person.
It doesn't look like very much.
Yeah, it swells up, though.
I don't know.
Toby, Can I remind you that when you invited me round to dinner, you passed off the Bull's Taster menu as your own creation?
Yeah.
So I don't think I need lectures from you on how to cook.
That told me, yeah.
Why don't you do something you're qualified for?
Ooh, well, now you're talking.
Get off. No, go and open a bottle of wine.
I'm back, Sheila. Had a late ride?
Yeah, just got back as the light was fading. How did it go?
Well, I agreed to sell.
Oh, Alistair.
Assuming we can agree on the price.
Well, I didn't think you'd go that far today.
I said I'd keep an open mind and, well, it just felt like the right thing to do.
So what are the implications for the surgery building? Will they, what, rent it from us?
No, they don't want a surgery in Ambridge.
Oh.
It's the client list they're after.
Well, what about Denise, then?
Yes, I've raised that with them. Douglas said they'd find her a job with them, if she wants to work in Felbersham, that is.
And will she?
I don't know. Bigger surgery might mean more exciting work, better prospects.
And do you want to work in Felbersham?
I'll get used to it. They're going to expect me to cover a lot of the work in this part of the county anyway, so it probably won't be every day.
All right.
So, what do you think?
I said so.
What?
Well, that was very tasty, as far as it went.
As far as it went?
Just not enough of it for a growing lad. I'm still hungry.
Well, actually, if I'm honest, I am a bit. But I'll know for next time.
Well, I could have starved to death by then.
Toby, don't exaggerate.
Is there any dessert?
Well, I think I've got a tin of pineapple.
No. I need some stodge.
Mum said that Grandma's on a baking binge earlier.
Ooh.
So there's bound to be plenty of cake and things in the Brookfield larder.
Oh, well, that's no good to me, is it?
Why not?
Well, after that debacle on your grandmother's birthday, I can hardly nip over there and help myself to their food.
OK. I'll go. On one condition.
What?
You do the washing up.
It's really good of you to do this, just so I can become a joint master.
Well, I know you haven't been yourself lately. I think it might give you a new lease of life, and that's worth making a sacrifice for.
Well, I'm very touched.
And to be honest, I've been thinking for a while that sooner or later I'd have to do something like this.
Oh, don't spoil it.
No, seriously. Running a sole practice has got harder and harder. I'd either have had to go down this route or really expand the practice. Take on a partner, maybe. And all that would have to be financed. I think this is probably the simpler option, to be honest.
Well, I still appreciate it.
This opportunity with the hunt was a good catalyst.
So what happens now?
Lovell James's gets a valuer to look at the practice, go through the books. I get my own valuation done. Then we negotiate and hopefully meet in the middle somewhere.
And you definitely want to do this?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Oh, flapjacks. Perfect.
Ruth, have you seen... Oh, it's you, Pip.
Hi, Gran.
What are you doing?
I've made bolognese for supper, but I didn't put enough pasta on and Toby's still hungry.
Is he?
So I was just going to take a couple of flapjacks for pudding. That's all right, isn't it?
No. I'm sorry it isn't.
Oh.
I made them for Peggy and Chris.
All that lot?
They really like them.
Oh. Okay, so can I take some of this fruitcake then?
Pip, I think it's time you stood on your own 2 feet.
I'm sorry?
You're 23 years old, a grown woman, and you're meant to be living independently.
I am.
Not if you're having to resort to raiding someone else's kitchen cupboards, you're not.
You're always bringing stuff over to Rickyard Cottage.
In the past, perhaps, but I think I've been too indulgent.
This isn't about me living independently at all, is it?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. This is about Toby. You never talked about me living independently before he and I got together.
Nonsense. Perhaps if you'd asked, rather than just sneaking around behind our backs.
Asked if I could have some cake, or asked if I could go out with Toby?
The cake, of course.
Why are you punishing me?
I'm not punishing you.
Yes, you are. You're being all horrible because I've chosen someone you don't approve of.
It isn't a case of whether I approve of
him. I thought you were better than that, Gran.
Please, don't talk to me like that.
You just hate him because he's a Fairbrother.
I don't hate anybody.
Oh, it's completely stupid. I know his dad treated Auntie Elizabeth badly, but that's ancient history. She's moved on. Why can't you?
You don't know what damage that man caused.
Well, maybe he did, but he's not Toby.
The whole family's been nothing but trouble all the way back to...
All the way back to who? To Grace. You're still jealous of Grandad's first wife, who died in 1950-something.
That's enough, Pip.
Well, how do you think Grandad would feel about that? What would he say if he saw you behaving like this?
I tell you what he'd say. That you've made a very poor choice for a boyfriend and that your bad judgment has let us all down.
I can't believe you're being so nasty to me.
Maybe you need to hear some home truths about that family.
And bringing Grandad into it.
Actually, you brought him into it.
I can't stay here any longer. And don't worry. I'll never eat any of your cake ever again.
Oh, you are so boring, bro.
Why isn't there an emoji for telling someone to just... Oh, I know. I haven't started the washing up yet. I had this stupid message from Rex, which... What's up?
Toby?
Where's the cake?
You know you said you were fed up with the bad atmosphere in the bungalow.
Yes.
Why don't you just move in here with me?
Move in with you?
Yeah. As soon as possible. You could nip over and collect your things right now if you want.
Are you sure about this?
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, isn't it a bit soon?
I don't think so. You're here practically the whole time anyways. So, let's make it official. Unless you don't want to.
No. No, I do want to. Fantastic.
Good.
Well, that's much better than cake.
How's the new entry shaping up, Master?
They're getting there.
Looks like they're having trouble picking up the scent.
They will soon, Lillian.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Just lovely to be out here with the sun rising through the mist. Makes the early start almost bearable.
So, poor old Bartleby, eh? Joe's in quite a state.
What's this? Oh, Joe's pony's got arthritis.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes, it's always so difficult to know what to do with an older animal.
How awful for Joe.
Indeed.
And how's it working out with the Grundys as your tenants?
Well, they're certainly making the place their own, but then, of course, they always did.
I can imagine.
Caroline says she prefers not to visit there now.
But so far, so good.
Where is Caroline?
On the other side of the copse.
Oh.
Ah! Looks like hounds are on the trail.
Oh, excellent. Master?
Yes, Sheila?
Could I have a quick word later?
Of course.
Morning.
Oh, you made me jump. You're on an early too, then?
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Oh, late night.
Oh, it's my own stupid fault, Kirsty. I am.
What?
No.
Go on.
I started looking at dating sites and apps.
Oh, good for you, Roy.
Got a bit addictive.
How many matches have you had?
Oh, no, I didn't actually join any.
Oh, you should have.
I'm not going to find any matches in the middle of the night, am I?
I don't know. Peak time for the drunk and lonely. Although, actually, you probably need to get a decent profile first.
Oh, yeah, what, that the description thingy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, and you need a good picture, too.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd use... this one. See, I know it's a bit like a passport photo.
That's being kind. Looks like something you'd see on Crime Watch.
Oh.
The public are warned not to approach this man. No woman's going to swipe right on that.
Really?
Oh, you must have a better photo than this.
Well, I've got some. Here, let me show you. I mean, the trouble is, the ones where I don't look like an axe murderer all have Hayley or Phoebe in. So. I suppose we could crop that one.
No, that won't work. She's got her arm round you. No matter how nicely you're smiling, having a disembodied hand on your shoulder is not a good look.
Right.
No, you need some decent photos taken. Well, you've got your new clothes now. You should get togged up and I'll take some of you with my proper camera.
Well, I've got to work.
Oh, not now. But how about after our shifts?
Is now convenient, Master?
It is. As the horses are back in their boxes, I think we can drop the formalities, don't you?
All right, Oliver.
Splendid few hours, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
And still plenty of daytime to get other things done.
One of the joys of autumn hunting.
Yes. So, Shula, I assume this is about becoming joint master.
It is.
I'm rather hoping you might have good news for me.
Well, yes, I hope I have.
Meaning?
I'd be honoured to put myself up for the position.
That's excellent news. I'm so pleased.
So am I.
Soon people will be calling you master.
That'll take some getting used to.
Now, I assume you've discussed this with Alistair.
Yes, at some length.
And is he fully behind you? Being the spouse of a joint master has its drawbacks, as I'm sure Caroline has told you.
Yes, he's completely on side. In fact, to help with any financial commitment, he's decided to sell his practice.
Goodness, that seems rather excessive.
Well, it was something he was thinking about anyway. It'll give us more stability.
Has he a buyer?
Lovell James in Felbershire.
Oh, yes, I know Doug Lovell. Good chap.
Well, Alistair would be employed by them and probably handle a lot of the work in this part of the county. It means I could take on the joint master role with confidence.
Excellent.
It will be rather different for him, though, commuting into Felbershire.
Compared with a short walk across the stable yard.
And I'm sure he'll have to adjust to the culture at Lovell James's. It's bound to be more commercial. But it's a lovely gesture.
Yes.
I couldn't ask for a more supportive husband.
So has this copy of your marriage certificate arrived yet?
Soon, hopefully. I've got the appointment with his solicitor next week, but I don't think I'll need it then. Mm. It's just for when he sends off the divorce paperwork.
Right, OK.
And the other thing I've achieved this week is some research into possible places for Tom's study trip.
Oh, yeah? Where else is he hoping to go?
Germany. We've contacted one farm near Osnabrück and another one down in the south near the Austrian border.
Brilliant.
Well, I haven't heard back yet. Oh, well done, Jack. You got it.
Oh, wow. He seems to change every time I see him.
Yeah, they do at this age. Oh, one thing I'd like to change, though, is the sleeping.
Oh, still up a lot in the night.
Yeah. Gran's coming over tomorrow, so hopefully I won't fall asleep in the chair like I did on her last visit.
Oh, no.
I think she understood, but it was a bit embarrassing.
Oh, sure she did.
So, you're now officially a dating advisor.
Oh, hardly. Just helping Roy get back out there.
Oh, good for you.
I'm going to take some photos of him for his profile. I was thinking maybe in the community orchard.
Yeah, that's a nice setting.
Where else do you think?
Well, you'd be welcome to use anywhere on the farm. Mm. The reed bed system could look good.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Damn it.
Hello?
Only me, darling. I nearly took a tumble over those bags.
Oh, yes, sorry, Auntie Lillian. That's, Rob bundled up my and Henry's things. I haven't got around to sorting them out yet. Oh, I think Jack would like to sit up. Let me just get a few cushions for him.
She doesn't seem very happy to have her things back.
Those bags have been there since Monday. I think she's avoiding it, to be honest.
I see.
Right, Jack, we can prop you up with these. And then you can show Auntie Kirsty what else you can do with that baby Jim.
Oh, actually, Helen, I need to get off. I said I'd meet Roy at 1:30.
Oh, all right. Lovely to see you.
And you. Bye, Lillian.
Take care, darling.
Oh, bye, Jack. Happy sitting.
All right, Jack, let's get you up, right, shall we?
This is his latest trick, is it?
Sort of. He does have a tendency to tip over, though.
Hence the cushions.
Yeah. Right, there you are. Something soft to land on.
Helen, all your possessions out there, I imagine they've got lots of memories attached.
Well, yeah, yes, I suppose so.
Not all of them happy?
No.
Are you worried about stirring things up for yourself?
If I'm honest, yes. I wasn't really sure if I even wanted Mum to collect them.
I know how you feel. I had to do a similar thing after Matt disappeared, and I put it off for ages. But when I got down to it, it was really cathartic.
Was it?
Quite cleansing.
Oh.
Would it help if you had someone to do it with you?
And turn to me a bit.
What, like this?
Yeah, great. Okay, let's do a few without the jacket now.
How are they looking?
Really good, Roy.
You're not just saying that.
No, honestly. And after these, let's take some in the lounge at Grey Gables, next to the open fire.
You sure?
Yeah, why not?
Well, women might think I live in, like, this grand house.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Look, people use photos of themselves on holiday all the time. Doesn't mean they own a beach.
Okay, if you say so. What'll I do with the jacket?
Oh, just hang it on that branch. It's out of shot.
Right.
Okay. Nice smile. I'll try to look a bit less like you're at the dentist. That's it. Nice. I tell you what else would look good.
What?
One of you with an animal. Women love cute animals, and it shows you've got a caring side.
I know. Luke's got a dog.
Well, there you are, then.
The only animals I've cared for are Joe and Eddie's ferrets.
Yeah. That might attract a rather niche clientele. I was thinking of something more mainstream.
I'm not going to become a dog owner just to get a date.
Well, it doesn't have to be your dog. We could borrow one.
What?
Oh, George Grundy's Holly's quite sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why don't we ask if we can borrow her for an hour?
But isn't it cheating, if it's not my dog?
No, it's just showing you in the best possible light.
Oh, I don't know, Kirsty. All seems so false. I mean, I just want to meet someone who likes me for myself.
Yeah, well, welcome to 21st century dating.
Ooh, this is an interesting colour. Mauve, would you call it?
Charity shop.
That's decisive.
Never want to see it again, Lillian.
No problem, darling. Ooh, this is nice, though. Look, lovely and summery. Oh, pretty primroses.
Forgotten I had that. Rob always wanted me in heavier fabrics.
So, keep?
Yes.
Oh, good choice.
Well, I'm not sure it'll fit me now.
Well, it will by next summer, Helen. Oh, looks like it's not just clothes in here.
Oh, Squiggle.
Squiggle.
Squiggle the Squirrel.
Ah, that's a great name.
Henry got him for Christmas a couple of years ago. He was so happy.
And there'll be plenty of happy Christmases to come for you and the boys.
Yeah.
Jack's first one's going to be quite an occasion.
It will.
Your family all round you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Helen, I hope you don't mind me asking. You know, at the trial, quite a few things came up about Rob's, well, behaviour. You thought about reporting what he did to the police?
I've thought of little else, Lillian. I've even talked to Anna Dragoran about it.
And?
Well, you know, there's this thing called coercive control.
Yes, Pat told me.
I think if I was to report him for anything, it would be that.
Oh, I see. Not for the, you know.
The rapes?
The rapes, exactly.
Maybe if I'd seen them at the time for what they were. If I'd gone to the police right away, but now...
Difficult to prove.
My word against his. And you know, some people still don't think there can be rape inside a marriage.
But you think this coercive control...
Well, at least there were some things that outsiders saw.
So they could corroborate your story.
But even then, whether there'd be enough evidence for a prosecution and... I'm really not sure if I could stand digging it all up again.
You're doing very well going through these clothes and things.
Thank you. It's not as bad as I expected. And it is good to be doing it with someone else.
But if it meant that what Rob did would be recognised and punished...
I know. He should not get away with it, but...
I'm sure the last thing you want to do is get embroiled in the legal system again, but if you did, you know, you wouldn't be on your own. The whole family's here to support you.
Yes, I know that. I just need a bit more time to think about it.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Good
good afternoon.
Mum's been visiting Helen and Jack this afternoon.
But she's popped off to collect Henry now.
School run, yeah.
Emma, have you got a moment? I wanted to talk about your cleaning day for next week.
Yeah, it's fine. We've had a bit of a rush, but it's quieting down, eh?
Those muffins look good.
Tony, you've not long polished off two slices of Victoria sponge.
Just looking, Mum.
So, how's business here, Emma?
Yeah, pretty good. A lot of people come over here after getting things at the shop.
Of course.
And there'll be quite a few mums and children coming in shortly. After school, you know.
I'll tell you what, Mum, I'm just going to nip back to the farmhouse and have a word with Pat. You'll come over when Helen and Henry are back, will you?
Will do.
See you, Emma.
Bye. Do you mind if I carry on working?
No, feel free.
Do you want to sit down? Can I get you something to eat or drink?
Oh.
With Apple Day coming up, we've got a special menu. There are some nice apple teas. Apple and ginger, apple and cinnamon, Turkish apple.
No, thank you, Emma.
Or a slice of Borset apple cake.
Borset apple cake?
Yeah.
Not Dorset apple cake.
Yeah, well, it's like Dorset apple cake, but...
Yes.
With one letter different. It's very nice.
I'm sure it is. But I'm still full from my lunch. And Chris is making a beef cobbler for later, so I better say no.
OK.
Still, I'm pleased things are going well here.
Oh, yeah, they are. With the parties and the upcycling and that.
And are you all settled at Grange Farm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's smashing. The kids just love it there.
Oh, farm's a wonderful environment for children to grow up in.
Yeah, and it's just so nice not having to worry about looking for somewhere or having to move back in with Mum and Dad.
But you're living with Ed's parents.
Oh, I know, but... Well, I find it easier to get on with Clary than Ed does with my mum.
Yes, I can imagine. And how is Ed? Is he keeping busy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not bad, considering the time of year.
Oh, that's good.
Not so busy he can't meet up with your granddaughter, though.
I'm sorry?
Alice. For work, apparently.
What's this, dear?
Oh, nothing. So, when would be best for the cleaning, then?
I don't know what Lillian said to her, Pat, but it obviously did the trick.
Yeah, I thought we'd be tripping over those bags for weeks.
Good for my sister. Oh, she can be infuriating at times, but she has her moments, doesn't she?
She does. Well, however she persuaded Helen, it's got to be better not having those things hanging over, reminding her of the past.
Speaking of things hanging over us.
I know, Tony.
Now we've had Maggie's latest invoice, we really do need to sit down with all the legal bills and work out what the total cost is.
I'm almost too scared to. But you're right, of course. We have to know the full picture so we can work out a plan.
Hey, guess what? I've just had an email from... Is everything all right?
Yes, we're fine, Tom. What is it?
It's from the Nuffield people. It's a bit of a surprise, actually.
They haven't changed their minds.
No, nothing like that. It's about the sponsorship.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, if I can get a sponsor, it means I can supplement the grant that I'll get.
And are you getting a sponsor?
Apparently.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The thing is, I was expecting it to be tomorrow.
Because Brian put in a word for you with Justin Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh, hello again, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's telling us about sponsorship for his Nuffield studies.
Oh, yes.
Come and sit down, Mum.
Well, I've had a sponsor allocated to me.
So who is it?
Well, you know the firm that Alice works for, Price Bauman?
Yeah.
Well, it's them.
Really?
But they're nothing to do with food processing, are they?
No. From what I understand from Alice, they're into high-tech imaging and data systems for agricultural applications, but... Yeah, it's a long way from what I'll be researching.
Well, when you think about it, Justin's companies aren't particularly relevant to what Tom will be studying, are they?
Yeah, well, I can only assume they're just doing it out of, you know...
Altruism?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be honest, it's also good PR.
That's true.
But still, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, I ought to find out a bit more about them. I must talk to Alice.
Well, that's very good news anyway.
And what's more, the farms in Germany have replied to my emails and both of them are happy for me to visit.
Oh, good for you.
So it's all systems go.
I'm very proud of you, Tom.
Well, I've got to do all the research and write a good report yet, but thanks, Gran.
Oh, can I get you another cup of tea, Mum?
No, thank you, dear.
Helen will be back with Henry soon.
He'll be so pleased to see you.
I've had a lovely day. Jack is just the sweetest baby, isn't he?
Well, we're biased, but yes.
And it's wonderful to see Helen looking after him so well.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, you remember how it was in the early days. It didn't come naturally at first.
No, that's true.
But now, well, she clearly loves him just as much as she does Henry.
Thank goodness.
Right, I might as well pop into Borchester with those bags for the charity shop.
Do you want a hand putting them in the car, Tess?
Oh, thanks, Tom.
It's very healthy that Helen was able to sort all those things out. She's obviously moving on.
Yes. There are still some, well, some unresolved issues, but it was a great step forward.
You see, Alice, when I was starting out with the contracting, what I used to do was go up the livestock market and I had these leaflets to hand out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But after a bit, I realised it weren't doing much good.
Oh?
If someone rang me up, you know, I'd ask if they got my number from the leaflet. Mm-hmm. But mainly, it was off someone who knew me.
I see. So do you not bother with the market anymore?
Well, I go up there occasionally if I'm not working, just to show my face, say hello to folk. I don't hand out leaflets.
So how do you get business?
Well, what I do now, if I've done a good job...
Which is all the time, I expect.
Well, yeah, I hope so. What I do is just ask the farmer if they're happy with what I've done to put in a word for me with other farmers.
And does that work?
It's a lot better than leafleting. Or ringing them out of the blue, yeah.
Yeah, I can see how that would work for you, but how can I apply it to my business? I can't go and plough a field and then ask them to pass Price Bauman's name on.
No, but you got to get your head into the way that farmers think. They like what they know and they trust other farmers. I reckon you need to get a couple on your side first, get them doing the work for you.
Yeah, okay. But I still need to get that initial interest.
Yeah. Maybe I can help a bit with that.
Really?
Well, there's a couple of guys I do work for. Big arable, both of them. Mm-hmm. One's high up in the local NFU, the other one does a lot of discussion groups and that.
Opinion formers.
If I give you their details, you can try talking to them first.
Oh, fantastic, Ed. Oh, thank you so much. Same again.
You bought the last one.
Yeah, don't be silly. I owe you. And maybe we could get together soon, see how I'm doing, and if you've got any more advice for me.
Well, yeah, OK, if you like.
Where's Anna's bill for the final family court hearing?
That's this one.
Oh, okay. So, if we had that...
And we've still got the costs for the next hearing to come.
Oh, well, we'll just have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
So, is that everything up to now?
Yes.
And?
It's over 30,000.
Oh, Tony.
Well, that's the full total. Obviously, we paid some of it as we've been going along.
But the credit card's still going to need paying off.
I know.
I feel sick.
Well, at least we've had Helen's legal aid contributions refunded.
That's meant to make me feel better, is it?
Pat,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's just so unfair for Helen and us to be saddled with this massive bill.
And there'll be the divorce costs to come, too.
Let's look on the bright side. At least we're not paying Rob's sick pay anymore.
I don't know what I was thinking.
What?
The Fordson. What on earth possessed me to buy a vintage tractor at a time like this?
No, Tony, I see how awful it is for you having to supervise Rob's contact sessions with Jack. You need something to take your mind off them. Something you can lose yourself in.
Well, it's certainly easy to get absorbed in.
And it's an asset, isn't it? You're adding value to it. Down the line, it's something you'd be able to sell on for a profit.
Yeah, well, that's true. I hope. Thanks, love.
Johnny and I are off home now.
OK, Tom.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, OK, bye. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. We're going to have to tell him, you know.
Of course. He and Helen are partners in the farm now.
We can't keep him in the dark.
About time.
Em, what are you doing out here? You haven't been waiting for me, have you?
No, of course not. I was just checking on Bartleby for Joe.
Oh, okay. How is he?
Oh, you know, much the same. He's only just started the treatment, hasn't
he? Right, yeah.
So, how'd it go with Alice?
Yeah, it was good.
Good?
Yeah, I think she found it useful.
What'd you talk about?
Oh, like I said, how to deal with farmers.
You thought she'd know that herself.
Yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, she's obviously very intelligent.
Not just because she was good at school, Ed.
Yeah, exactly. Don't mean she knows how to get around people.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Even though she grew up on a farm.
Well, you put on the right track, so that's that. Done.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, we're going to meet up in a couple of weeks, see how she's getting on.
Are you?
That's all right, isn't it?
You need to watch out.
Em?
That woman is using you.
There you go, love.
Thanks.
I know alcohol isn't the answer.
But when the question's as big as this...
Absolutely.
Should we see if your mum can help out? Alone, I mean. Not...
No.
No?
She's been through so much, Pat. She needs to believe it's finished. We can't upset her all over again, not at her age.
And what about Tom? He's on such a high at the moment, I can't bear to burst his bubble.
No. I suppose we could leave it for a few days. Let him enjoy life for a bit longer.
OK. Good.
And don't worry, Pat. We've been through tough times before and survived them. We'll get through this. Together. I know it's a lot of money.
It is.
But we'd have paid it 3 times over to get our daughter back again, wouldn't we?
Yes. Of course we would.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Did I get the time wrong?
No, you're spot on.
Are you heading off somewhere?
Only over to the old dairy.
Oh, your bedrooms.
One of our guests complained that he was freezing cold last night. I thought I'd better take a look before I called in the engineer.
You look as if it's something you could do without.
Well, these people, they're the most demanding lot of conference delegates I think we've ever hosted.
What's the conference about?
Post-Brexit opportunities in financial services.
Gosh.
The person who organised the conference resigned just before it started.
That can't have helped.
Oh, they keep changing their mind about what they want, and no one seems to know what they're doing.
So, not easy for you.
So, it's really good of you to come over.
Well, when you said Eileen Titcomb was away...
Yeah, she and Edgar are on a mini break.
Oh, lovely.
The past and present glories of Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Well, that's a real bargain, apparently.
And it does me good to get away from Brookfield from time to time. It can get a bit intense there sometimes.
Oh, here's Freddie now. Hello, darling.
Hiya. Hi, Grandma.
Hello, Freddie. You're home early.
My class was cancelled.
Have you got much homework this weekend?
A bit. I'll see you later.
How are they both doing?
Lily seems to be thriving. Freddie, not so much.
No.
And it's not helped by the fact that they've barely seen me this week. Oh, I do feel guilty.
You mustn't blame yourself, darling.
Well, particularly as it's not long until Freddie's maths reset.
When is that?
Next month. And you know how crucial it is.
I do.
So if you could keep a gentle eye on him.
Of course.
And make sure he's not got his nose in a manga when he should be doing his revision.
I'll be happy to. There's just one thing I need to know.
Yeah.
What is a manga?
I thought you'd given up all that sort of stuff.
What sort of stuff? Oh,
producing Christmas shows, organising village events.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea, Susan?
Weren't you saying back in the summer that you'd put up with the ingratitude of the village for long enough?
No.
That it was a thankless task?
Delivery!
Oh, thanks, Pat. Can you put them straight in the chiller?
No problem.
That you'd been taken for granted for 30 years and you were glad to leave it all behind.
Oh, that. No, that was just a pyroclastic flow generated by the volcano of creativity.
Oh, is that what it was?
when the fires burn so intensely, Susan, you must allow an occasional letting off of steam.
So you are producing another Christmas show, then?
I am.
Oh, good.
With Kate as my assistant director.
Jennifer's Kate? Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that.
So what's it going to be?
Well, that's not quite finalised yet. One of the delights of having a directing team is the process whereby decisions are forged and tempered in the crucible of creative tension.
You can't agree, then?
Let's say discussions are ongoing.
Well, I know Calendar Girls was a great success, but I always think at Christmas you can't go wrong with a good old-fashioned traditional panto. Something for the kiddies.
No, I have suggested that, but Kate does seem rather keen on subverting the form. I'm not sure Ambridge is quite ready for a Marxist take on Cinderella.
The mind boggles.
One thing we are agreed on, though. The imminent Apple Day celebrations offer an ideal recruiting platform.
Really? Don't see how, when you don't even know what play you're producing.
Yo.
Thought you might like a drink.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
And a flapjack. Keep up your energy levels.
Brilliant. Let me just shift that.
Is that your maths revision?
How did you guess?
How's it going?
I really thought, well, hoped, I'd never have to do any maths ever again.
You can't really avoid it in life.
No, but I didn't think I'd have to study it anymore. And here I am, still struggling with coordinates and transformations.
I'm sure you'll get your grade C this time round.
Yeah. Hopefully. Ifty's been quite helpful.
Ifty?
Ifty Kashar. He tutored me in maths a few years ago, you know, like one-to-one.
Oh, I remember.
And he always said if I ever had any problems to get in touch. Maths problems.
Yes.
He's so good at making things clear. Especially algebra. I almost get it when he explains it.
He's very good of him to help you.
Well, it was just a couple of emails. But yeah, he's a very decent bloke for a teacher anyway.
And how are you getting on at college generally? Made any friends?
Well, not what you'd call proper friends. Lily's hooked up with a bunch of people doing performing arts. We hang out with them sometimes.
That's good.
They're quite fun. They're planning a flash mob in the canteen soon. You know, where you're just going about your business, mind in neutral, and suddenly people start singing and dancing around you.
Like in a film?
Sort of. But in real life.
How modern.
Not really. But it's for a good cause. And Lily's up for it anyway. So.
Are you?
Oh, no. Singing and dancing, that's not my thing at all.
Of course, it'll be absolutely vital that we get the right photographer. That's 12:32, please.
Oh, I can probably give you that exactly.
Good.
There's the 10. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see.
I mean, Robert gave us a couple of suggestions, but we need to research it all thoroughly. We don't just want any old snapper.
12:32. Mm. What sort of photograph are you wanting them to take?
A shot of all the family.
Yes, you said that.
And I think while I'm there, I might as well have one done of me on my own.
Mm. But what sort of style?
Well, really, that should be down to the photographer's individual approach, shouldn't it? You've got to pick the right man.
Or woman.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Women have achieved great eminence in the photographic arts. Annie Leibovitz, Diane Arbus.
Oh, are they local?
Not very.
Oh, so you wouldn't have a phone number for them?
Sorry, Susan, no. I think Ms. Arbus is particularly hard to contact nowadays.
Oh, never mind. So anyway, like I say, I wouldn't want to prejudge it. You need to let them create something original and special. But I'm thinking black and white with a bright white background. Very plain, very stylish.
Mm. Well, stylish, certainly, but I'm not sure how original that treatment is, Susan.
Really?
Well, in fact, if that's what you want, I'm sure it's something Robert could do himself.
Oh, no.
He is a very competent photographer. Everyone thought he did a wonderful job with the calendar.
Well, yeah, up to a point.
Up to a point? What point?
The point where we had to stick stars all over my... You know.
We've just potted another batch, so Clary's celebrating by making us a cup of tea. Would you like one?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Mum.
How's it going?
Just added the rennet.
Okay.
What is it?
There's something different about you.
Is there?
You look... I know this is going to sound silly, Helen, but you look contented.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose I am.
In your domain.
I'm really happy to be working on the cheeses again.
I can tell.
They're my creation. Nothing to do with Rob.
It's so good to see you back in the dairy. It really wasn't the same without you.
Oh, you did so well to keep production going while I was away.
No, I had a few disasters, believe me.
Really? You never said.
Well, one anyway. A batch that just wouldn't set. I still don't know what I did wrong.
Well, you did well enough to win Borsager Blue a prize in the Food and Drink Awards.
More by luck than judgment, I promise you.
Actually, I think I will have a cup of tea.
Good.
I'll just pop over and see how Dad's doing with Jack first.
All right. And then, do you want a hand? If I wouldn't be intruding on your happy moment.
No, Mum. That'd be lovely.
Flapjack for the worker.
Oh, Mum, you're a star.
Did you manage to get that problem sorted out with the bedroom?
Oh, yes. He'd turned their radiator completely off. No wonder he was cold.
So, no need to call in the engineer?
No. I mean, if you saw a red arrow and a blue arrow, which way would you turn it if you wanted heat?
It does seem fairly obvious.
Oh, this is just what I need. Thanks, Mum.
I took Freddy one too. It did look like he was getting on with his revision.
Oh, good.
Did you know he was getting help from that tutor chap? Ifty, is it?
Really?
Isn't that kind of him?
I had no idea they were still in touch. Oh, he was always such a thoughtful man.
Elizabeth?
Oh.
What is it?
I never told you, but Ifty and me, there was, well, we liked each other.
I see.
I mean, nothing happened. It was just too soon after Nigel. I thought I was ready to move on, thought I should move on, but when it came to it, I realised my head was still too much of a state.
Oh.
I don't know what signals I'd been giving out, but... Well, I think he thought there was a possibility and... Well, he was very understanding about it, but I know he was disappointed.
After a bereavement, you just have to wait until it feels right. And that's going to be different for everyone.
I'm not sure that it's ever going to feel right. Look at all that mess with Roy.
That was because he was married. He was the wrong man. But just because you made an unwise choice there, it doesn't mean you should give up on men altogether.
I don't know, Mum.
If you found the right person...
No... No, between the children and Lower Loxley, I just haven't got room for a man in my life.
Jack had fallen asleep in his arms and he didn't want to risk disturbing him by getting up and putting him in the cot.
So he was stuck there in the chair.
Just asked me to move a vintage tractor magazine into reading distance and give him his glasses. Yeah, that should do.
I'll take it, Helen.
Oh, thanks.
So, Dad'll be happy for as long as Jack lets him read, then.
He will.
Right. While the curd heals, I'll just see how Clary's doing.
Mum?
Yes?
I've been doing a lot of thinking about making a complaint to the police.
Oh, yes?
I know you think I should.
No, Helen, it's your decision and yours alone.
And I can see why. What if Rob moves on and does the same to some other woman?
Well, yes, I don't doubt that could happen. Not sure if men like that can ever change, even if they want to.
But... I know this sounds weak, but I don't think I could bear to go through another long legal fight.
It would be different, though. He'd be the accused this time.
Oh, he'd find plenty of ways to turn it back on me, make out I was the one to blame.
Yes, he probably would.
And at the end of it, there'd be no guarantee that he'd be convicted.
I can see why you'd be cautious about it. So, what do you think?
I know I might be letting people down, but... I'm not going to make a complaint.
All right.
I've got to get my life back.
I understand.
I just need to focus on me and the boys. Is that all right?
Of course it is, darling. Come here. Oh.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.